What up, what up, what up, everyone? It's your girl, Advice from Hannah, and I want to welcome you back to Season 3, Episode 226. Y'all miss me? I know you did. I know you did because I missed you. This week, we're going to talk about heartbreak, but before we get into this episode, I want to remind you that if you're looking for an MC or speaker to your upcoming event, you can send me an email at hello@advicefromhannah.com. Hit me up on the DM at advicefromhannah on Instagram, or send me a quick email once again at hello@advicefromhannah.com. Thank you so much for everyone that has been promoting me and pushing me, getting me those opportunities. But there's 365 days in the year, baby, and I want to be working all of them. So if you guys hear of anything, let your girl know, and we can work together. Now, this week's episode, we're talking about Heartbreak Hotel. We got the heartbreak. Is it Heartbreak Hotel or Motel? What is it? Heartbreak Hotel or Heartbreak Motel? Heartbreak Hotel. Is it? No. Yes, it is a Heartbreak Hotel. But did Whitney sing it? Heartbreak Hotel is a song by American singer Whitney Houston, originally written by the inclusion of TLC's third album, Fan Mail. It was later recorded by Houston after TLC rejected the song. But Whitney murdered that song. It was the Heartbreak Hotel. Okay, I'm done now. Heartbreak Hotel. Okay, I'm really done. Y'all know I wanted to be a singer, but I can't sing for garbage. So I'm here singing on the podcast because you're listening to me because you want to listen to me, not because I'm forcing you. So hey. All right, y'all. We're going to talk about heartbreak this week. Only because, no, I'm not currently heartbroken. So don't slide up in my DM asking me what's wrong. I'm just going to talk about it in general because I've been through my fair share. So, and Shakira just launched a new album a few days ago, and she dropped, it was like a heartbreak album, right? Shakira hadn't dropped an album in years, I feel like, and this one was just epic. It was just epic, and there was a song on there that she was basically like saying goodbye to the heartbreak and welcoming her new life. Have you ever experienced heartbreak? What was it like? Why? How did you get there? These are the questions I like to ask myself during the times that I've been heartbroken. And it's typically what I find now with love is that heartbreak happens when you set false expectations on somebody who wasn't ready to be that person for you. Right? So we meet somebody, we think they're great, and everything's going smooth, honeymoon stage. You know, if you're like me, you ended up marrying somebody in your honeymoon stage, which is not the best idea. And, you know, it kind of diminishes after that. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and she had said that her dad told her, hear me, her dad told her, and she was telling me, that it takes you about a year to know somebody. I don't think it takes you a year. I think it takes you your whole lifetime. And I don't feel like you know anybody until they no longer need you in their life. But that's another day for another episode. Somebody remind me to talk about when somebody doesn't need you no more. Nobody, how come you don't call me anymore? All right, I'm reeling my feelings today. I'm joking. I'm happy. I'm happy today, you guys. I've I did the podcast masterclass on Sunday of this week, and I got really good feedback. Hopefully it's picking up steam and I'm able to do it more often. It was hard, I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't gonna run it, and then last minute people bought tickets, and it made me so ever so happy. And I believe in myself. I do. I'm a believer. I'm a hustler to the very end. And if I wouldn't have sold a single ticket, I would have sat there for 3 hours and thought, strategized what the fuck did I do wrong. Now we can do better. So if that's any consolation to you, when you have an idea, take it till the bitter end, till the buzzer rings. And that's when you hang up the gloves. And that can take years, or that can take minutes or months, depending on you. So believe in your idea and pursue the idea till the death of you, really. We're going to jump back into heartbreak, because I find that everybody has felt heartbreak, and it is a universal feeling at different levels. But like I said, I recently found out during this online dating escapades that I decided to put myself through. Disclaimer, y'all, I'm no longer online. Whoever is going to find me is going to have to come find me in my bedroom studio with my hair in a bun, my glasses, and my white tank top. This is how they're going to have to find me now, because nobody's worthy of my love. Nobody. A little drama queen. Somebody is. Somebody out there in this big old world is worthy. However, during this time, I realized that whoever you're talking to will tell you exactly who they are within the first few minutes of interacting with them. Now it's up to you to decide whether you want to believe them or not, or feel that they may be putting on a front, or that they're scared, or that there's a wall, or that they're lying, or this maybe may not be them because he was nice 2 seconds earlier and now he's being mean now, but he's going to be nice tomorrow and then maybe on Friday, but on Wednesday and Thursday he's going to be a dick. So people show you who they are in the very first few interactions. I could tell you a personal story. We're going to just dive into Hannah's love life. Why don't we? One of those online twerps that I was talking to, I'm sure none of them listen to me. If they do, I won't drop any names. One of these online twerps that I was talking to comes into the chat room, very friendly, very charming, and ha ha ha, and he he he, and ho ho ho. And I'm like, okay, what does this guy want? So he tells me that he has a hard time dating and that he doesn't understand why, and that he's such a gentleman and all he really wants is to be with somebody forever and ever till death do us part. So I'm like, all right, Romeo, relax. You got to get to know somebody. So me being me, I was like, okay, let's remain open, Hannah. Let's remain open and let's see where this goes. I proceed to kind of talk to them, get to know them. Now, for context sake, I don't like to go places. Like, for you to get me out of my house and I'm not going to make money, it's hard, because that requires me to like get ready to be social. And that requires a lot. As social as I am, I have a social battery that gets drained during meetings, my back-to-back meetings with the brand, my full-time work, you know, housework, dealing with family stuff. So it does, I do get drained. I do. So for me to go out on a social setting, it takes time and effort from me, and I won't do it if I don't know if you're going to be worth my time. Feel me? Like, I just won't do it. Anywho, long short, I go hang out with this person, super cool, super dope. You know, we had a good time, conversation was lit, and they proceed to tell me, they're like, oh, well, I don't really get past date number 3. And I'm like, I wonder why. That should have been a red flag for me. Because if other females, if y'all say the same thing about one person, then that's most likely true. Anywho, truth be told, third date happened and it was a bust. And I sat there disappointed with myself yet once again, because nothing is working out in that department. And I go back to the conversations in my head, because I delete conversations once they happen. And I remember them saying, I don't get past a third date, and I don't know why. They said this to me. Like, I literally was talking to them, and they said, I don't get past a third date. So, and this was on our first interaction. Therefore, this person let me know what their issue was, that they don't get past the third date. But I proceeded to figure out why they don't get past the fourth date. I wanted to make it to date number four. But they had such a mental block with their expectations and what they wanted from a partner and what they were expecting from a partner that it just didn't vibe with me. And I didn't make it to date number four. However, I do find that people who experience heartbreak are either unrealistic or they hold these false pretenses about the other person that ain't never going to happen. They tell you what they want right off the bat. In your first few interactions, you should be able to see what this person is about. I don't want to sound judgmental, but you have to sit there and say like, yo, this person said this to me in the first few interactions. So why am I pursuing it if it doesn't align with me? Myself, I've been through divorce. You know, I've had like a few dates here and there. I haven't had a serious relationship, partnership since I got divorced 3.5 years ago now. Therefore, I know that for myself, in order for me to submit, I guess, to be in a partnership with somebody, they have to meet the certain qualifications that I have and the certain things and the lifestyle that I want. And we're going in the same place. I don't want an unassembled person that's trying to figure out their lives. I want somebody that comes assembled, that has lived a little, and that is looking forward to the future and building something they've never had before. So in order for you to build what you've never had before, you have to do things you've never done before. So this has to be a person who wants to grow and is in constant motion and making themselves feel better. This is clear in my head now. When somebody comes to me and they don't have those qualities and, you know, they may see me as a threat. You know, I'm a female. I work corporate life. I have my personal brand. I own a business. I do freelance work in the event world. I consult different businesses. I do a lot, right? So when you come to me and you have one job, I may not be the person for you because I'm in constant motion and I may not be able to give you the attention that another person that works just one job can. And that's okay because there's different flavors for everybody. But you have to see where you are in your life and what that person is telling you and really take it in and see, okay, does this work for me where I am right now in my life? And heartbreak is inevitable. Like, it will happen. I know people that have been married for years and years and they've experienced more heartbreak than a single person has because they've stayed with the same person for so long and they've seen so many facets of them and their heart has been broken. So needless to say, heartbreak happens because we believe something that wasn't really there. And they may have been there for a glimmer. It may have been there for a little time, but the person's factory settings and who they are in their core will come out after a few months. And whether that's good or bad, you have to accept that and you have to respect where they are in the journey. You have to give them the allocated space for them to do the thing that they set out to do, right? So heartbreak happens when you neglect or don't want to allow somebody to be themselves. And this person goes, okay, well, then you're not the one for me. And you sit there and you're like, oh my God, why? I wanted this and I thought but no, you're not letting them be, right? So the heartbreak hotel, y'all, I'm giving you the key of how not to have a heartbreak. And it's to accept the person for who they are and see if that really is what you'd like. And if it is, great. And if it isn't, well, c'est la vie. We keep it walking. There's 8 billion people in the world and you're going to find your person. And maybe this person is just leading you closer to that one, right? So I found it interesting whenever I talk about heartbreak and stuff online through my social media channels that everybody has something to say, an experience to say, but I always, always, always say that every single time my heart has been broken or my heart has been hurt, it hasn't been broken in a while. I just think I've let it be hurt, but I don't think it's been broken in a while. And I always look at myself and I say, Hannah, how did you get here? What signs did you miss? What weren't you listening to? And it's only normal. We're humans. We want to feel love. We want to feel the flowers. We want to feel the butterflies and, you know, be that person, special somebody. But sometimes they ain't that person to be the special somebody for a long time and you got to accept it. You just got to accept it. And we have to be where we are in life and we have to accept it and we have to accept everybody the way that they are and love them the way that they are. That's my gem of the week of the Heartbreak Hana Hotel. I feel like I've lived here for a while, though. I'm on floor number 14 of Heartbreak. I think I've had enough, y'all. I've had enough. But the more I learn and the more I navigate, the more I love myself, right? It's all about self-love and self-care, as hard as that may be sometimes. But y'all, I missed you. I really did. I have an exciting, exciting interview coming up in the next 2 weeks. I'm really, really stoked about it. Let's see when I air it. And I will keep in contact with everybody because y'all are my favorite people. Thank you once again to everybody that attended the podcast masterclass and that gave me support, love, shout outs, flowers, and all of that fun stuff. All right? But I don't know where you gotta go, but you gotta leave this joint. If nobody told you today, I love you and I want you to have the best week ever. This is your favorite podcast host coming at you from our bedroom studio, wishing you the best week ever. Bye.